Welcome to Simple Engineering 5.0. Our goal is to empower your civil engineering career success by harnessing the full potential of computer-based technology, giving you the edge you need to excel. My name is Modeste Muhire. I go by Mo. I'm a civil engineer licensed in both the US and Canadian jurisdictions, a Bentley accredited iTwin developer, open road designer trainer, a champion for digital integration in civil engineering. I hope you enjoy the podcast and share it with others. Welcome to the first episode of Civil Engineering 5.0 podcast. It's going to be a joint exploration for insight for success in this unique era. Every era has unique North Star. Ours is going to be a combination in between natural intelligence and artificial intelligence. If we look back in the history, there was a time steam and coal changed the industry. At a different time, computer and robotics also changed the industry. In this time, the combination between natural intelligence and artificial intelligence is transforming the industry. When we're thinking of a name for the podcast, especially looking at the civil engineering industry, adding this version showing that it's really the civil engineering, but also how it fit into the 5.0 was a good fit. And I kept thinking, what else can I say about this era? I realized that if I were to summarize the power of a computer, it will be the ability to repeat, the ability to be able to get instruction and create from that instruction at an incredible rate. If we're to narrow it down, it's really making sure that we have a unit in the parentheses, and then we can apply that tenfold, 100 times, million times. So that's why you see parentheses as a way to symbolize that once you are able to capture the unit, then you can grow, you can multiply it as much as you want. In this podcast, we'll explore the interaction between civil engineering and computer-based technology. I see a lot of potential in it. And if you look around the industry, you see how some of the champion in industry are benefiting from adopting and integrating computer-based technology. We'll explore what we can learn from them to be able to grow as well. Computer is quite powerful. And sometimes, because it's so powerful, it can seem overwhelming and confusing. It does help to start by looking at it in a simplified way, coming up with a presentation of how it works and what it can do for us. And this approach of finding a presentation and working with it is quite powerful. As we explore the way to work with digital information, it's really a presentation of the world. So the ability to come up with a presentation is creative and it's powerful. The very first property we can talk about is that computers have the ability to create reliable results in the same way that 1 + 1 = 2 or 5 > 3. Computers have the ability to do that on a consistent basis. And that's because computer, it's built on mathematical principles. And this applies to civil engineering. We know that if we have a support system that has the capacity to handle 5 newtons, it can hold 3 newtons without the problem. And that's very consistent. And this is very, very fundamental, the ability to be able to create a consistent result that we can rely on. The reliability is one of the properties that we expect from our infrastructure. We expect our infrastructure to be reliable. and they are built from the same principles. We touched upon the ability to repeat instruction, to repeat work, to repeat functions. This leads to efficiency. We're able to save time. Time, it's very precious. It's a very precious resource. Anytime we can save time so that we can work also on another important task, it's a big win. So we can just touch upon those two. It's reliable and it's efficient. With that, it can have a lot of impact to our project. It does have a lot of impact to our project. But we're able to work together though. To work, have a collaboration between computer-based technology and the human mind. We also need to think about differences between both components. I can talk about the size and the change in size in memory. According to Moore's law, every 2 years, computer memory doubles. Every 2 years. But if you look at the human brain, it doesn't grow at that rate. I mean, when a child grows, I think the first year I was reading that the first year a kid's brain doubles. But after that, the pace is not the same. So throughout the history, you can see that human brain, the human brain 100 years ago, human brain today, it didn't double. So that means there is a big difference in the size of growth and how much the capacity changes throughout the time. So with that, we need to keep that in mind as we think of a way to work together. Understand that the computer can hold a lot of information all at once. Humans can hold information, but we need to be specific on the essential information that humans need to hold to be able to succeed, have a good working relationship. After talking about the structure, computers and human mind, we can talk about what is positioned to be able to speed up the integration. I'd like to say, junior engineers are well positioned to speed up the integration. If you look at the way the work is structured, they get to spend a lot of time in production and they get to use the technology more than most people in the organization. And that gives them the opportunity to be able to innovate, to be able to learn ways to get the work done. Not only that, they get to work on a project most of the time at the start. And at the start of the project, that's where, if it's set right, we can reap the benefits of good practices. I'd like to encourage you to really think of ways to speed up the integration. There is a need for good training, good education for people who use the technology, because it has the ability to be efficient if we use it right. Also can be inefficient. So having a good understanding of why are we doing this? Why are we taking this function? Why are we using this? It's very, very fundamental to be able to use it efficiently. I'd like to talk about also where the industry is going. The industry has combined human intelligence and artificial intelligence, and that we integrate more computer-based technology, we're going to have accelerated access to information. We're going to see more collaboration. A few weeks ago, I was learning about digital twins and seeing how information produced by different type of softwares can be put in one location and be accessible was eye-opening. It was also inspiring because there is a time if you had work done in AutoCAD, another person had work done in MicroStation, there was no way to see this, that work at the same time. So the ability to access the information and the speed of that information, collaboration is really going to increase as we move forward. And that's going to have a tremendous impact on the industry. I would like to leave you with this question. in addition to junior engineers, what other key players are going to play a key role in unlocking the full potential of 5.0 era? Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please rate, review, and share this work with others to help civil engineering professionals thrive in the 5.0 era. If you use LinkedIn, I would like to connect with you. You can find me by typing Modeste Muhire with more in parentheses. Thank you so much.